time for Rabbi Brian's podcast show. Out of the box, here we go.
Hey there, it's Rabbi Brian. I want to address an article that I sent out. It was in July 2011. I sent out an article at number 25 out of 40. It was called Temptation. And in it, I quoted, I had this quote, "The less the temptation, the greater the sin," which is a quote that I had found and discussed with a group. And we came to understand that this meant that the less the temptation, the less you were tempted to do something, the greater the sin. For example, you go to a restaurant, you have really bad service, you would have a temptation possibly to not give a large tip to the waiter, but you wouldn't really be tempted to blow the building up or spit in the waiter's face. So the less the temptation, which one are you tempted towards? The less the temptation, you're tempted to undertip. But that's a smaller sin. The less the temptation, the greater the sin. And I got a lot of emails from people saying that this was really counterintuitive, that the less the temptation, the greater the sin, but they understood it. And I also got emails from people that said, no, you're off, and I understand this. And the opposite here is also true. Now, the quote, "the less the temptation, the greater the sin," is found in a gloss on Aristotle. That's the earliest reference I can find on it. In the Rhetoric of Aristotle, Volume 1, Chapter 14, Verse 1, there's a thing that says the less the temptation, the greater the sin. And this is talking about justice. And let me explain it this way, and this is also true. The less the temptation, the greater the sin. So it's just those things that right on the edge of what you would do, that those are really where you sin. You're not tempted to blow the restaurant up or spit in the waiter's face. So let's not even concern ourselves with that as a possible sin, because you're not going to do that. It's not even in the realm of your consciousness. But it's those little ones. It's those little things, those little temptations, that is where we can really sin. So in that case, the less the temptation, the greater the sin. So it's those really small things, cheating a little on your diet, acquiring a pen that wasn't really yours. It's those little things, not returning the shopping cart to where it should go. It's those little things where the less the temptation, the greater the sin. I love that this quote can have more than one moral to it. Anyway, your spiritual religious homework, contemplate those little places where you might sin and make a concerted effort not to. With lots of love to you, I'm Rabbi Brian.